brothers on that evening of the murder of our brother. One of the unspoken parts of what happened that evening was the fact that there were others on the train that night who were also brutalized. And we have with us tonight the father and his son, who was on the ground next to Brother Oscar as his brother's life was taken on that night. I want you to join me in receiving Brother Jack and Jackie Rice.
Minister Muhammad has made it clear since the beginning that the mission is to bring the community together. And so the assembly of clergy and elected leaders that he has worked so faithfully with and diligently with has always been open to all of the community groups. We've all had a space here where we, wherever we needed to come and bring news to the community or do work, Mrs. Keith has been there all along, and so I thank you for that. I just want to acknowledge again the families that have been affected. Every time I speak, I try to remind us that this is about a human life that was taken. And there's a mother, father that will never be with their son again, a daughter that will never have her father again. And we just need to always remember that even though this has become a cause and a call for justice for so many of us, there's a life that's gone. And no amount of work that we do will ever replace that life. And I also want to acknowledge also Brother Jackie Bryson, who you just met, who was there on the platform. And we sometimes forget that there was not just one victim in this case, but so many that were brutalized and horrified to have to witness this execution. So I just want us to always remember the pain that this moment brought. I also want to just acknowledge that there are some folks in the house who I'm just honored to be before. Our sister Barbara Becknell, who's worked so diligently on the case of Tuki Green. And just one of my personal sheroes, our sister Elaine Brown is here. And just give thanks to you. And then last but not least, I know that there are so many of you that I have never seen at any of the rallies and events and marches, and you're here for the same reason that I, no matter how many times I speak for you, I'm just a little bit more excited and nervous today, and that's because our minister is here. We know he is our minister, not because we got dunked in some water, not because we signed up at a church. We know he's our minister because he always comes when we need him. He doesn't wait for the media to tell him it's an event. He doesn't wait for thousands of people. He waits for the time when it's really our issue, when it's really our community. And in my life growing up, I can't see anyone that was always there when it was something that was about us in the way that our brother minister. Minister Keith asked me to come and talk a little bit about some of the activism and organizing that's been happening. And as he mentioned, there's so many groups that have been doing incredible work. About 36 hours after I first learned of the brutal murder of Oscar Grant III, I participated in organizing a rally at the Fruitvale BART station and co-founding an organization called the Coalition Against Police. And in 36 hours, because of the pain and outrage that the community was already feeling, hundreds of people showed up at the Fruitvale BART. And contrary to what you may have seen if you relied on the media's information, we were there for hours, gathered, praying and singing and doing poetry and speaking from the heart and calling for justice and being clear that we weren't going to just stand for any old okey-doke anymore. And one of the people that challenged me at that rally from the very beginning, I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge. I met him at the BART station. He was ready to tear it down, burn it down, do whatever needed to be done to bring it down. And I reached out to him because sometimes we have different tactics. And that's all right, because it's all needed in this movement. But I just want to acknowledge Brother Mandingo. because I got sucked in, like a lot of you, to the polarization of the movement, and I was told, I was coached, you know, make sure you distance yourself from those people who are doing those violent acts over there. You have to make sure to condemn that because we have to be clear that we're not in support of that. And I got coached and all of that whispered in my ear. And, you know, for me, it's always been about strategic. Every action has to be strategic. And so I'm not for just randomness. I tell people all the time, you can't use Malcolm's name, you can't use Huey's name unless you're disciplined, because these brothers were disciplined. But at the same time, I have been thoroughly humbled, because leadership comes from the people. And the people were out there in the streets, angry. And that's not my place to judge or my place to condemn. And so it's my place and my opportunity here to say I humbly apologize to the community for whatever condemnation I got sucked into, because my role as a builder is to build. And that's what I'm here for. Make sure that we keep coming back to the community and giving good information. So as Minister Muhammad talked about, we were able to strategize and build base build with a lot of individuals who came together and did some incredible research. Our sister Denisha is here from the ACLU, who helped us. We've been able to get legal support so that our demands are strategic. And I will tell you that this is a great day. As this tragedy is, this is a great day in Oakland. I'm originally from Detroit, and it's been a long time that I've been here wondering where all y'all was at. And I'm happy because even in the wake of tragedy, we have come to our senses. We are aware, because you are either conscious or unconscious. And there's really no in between. So people who run around trying to shrug off the shirt of consciousness, they just unconscious. And it's time for us to wake up as a people. And this is what I see. I see us waking up as a people. So we came out to the bar hearing, and from the very beginning, the Coalition Against Police Executions has said, not only do we want the arrest, indictment, and prosecution of Messer Lee, we have also said we wanted the investigation of all the other officers who were on the platform. The video came out showing the brutal acts of Officer Tony Peroni, who repeatedly punched not only Oscar Grant, but other young men on the platform in the face. Even before the video, we knew there was more to this story. We knew that there was a cover-up. We could tell from the way Police Chief G lied to the clergy when they came to talk to them. We could tell it was a cover-up from the way the bar board of directors was completely silent for 7 days. We knew that there was a cover-up, because how come Messer Lee never got investigated or interviewed? How come none of the officers ever got investigated? We knew there was a cover-up. So from the beginning, we have called for an investigation into all the officers. And right now, what are they on? They're on vacation. That's what you call being suspended with pay. That's vacation. If I get suspended from my job and you keep paying me, I'm on vacation. And we continue to insist, first off, that Police Chief G fire Officer Tony Peroni. We got a little schooling at the last BART board meeting about the chain of command, so let us all be clear together now. The only person who can fire Officer Tony Peroni is Police Chief G, and we call for that to be done immediately, because the evidence against that officer and his brutality is clear. For the firing of Police Chief G. As soon as we fire Peroni, we want to act. The disrespect of our community will no longer be tolerated. They wanted a new day in America, they got it. Who is Police Chief G's boss, because she covered this up from the very beginning and was complicit in continuing to deny the community information. Right now, they're giving out a $150,000 contract to have themselves investigated. Well, we need to be investigating who these investigators are before they continue giving out our money to do a blanket cover-up like they've been doing all along. So what I say to you in closing, because, you know, I like to talk, What I say to you is that this is about Oscar Grant III, but it's about a lot more than that. Because on the same day Oscar Grant III was murdered in Oakland, Adolph Grimes III was murdered in New Orleans. On the same day. And what we know is this is a pattern. So we're beginning to look into national demands to our new Attorney General, Eric Holder, who has a long history on racial profiling. We want a national demand. If President Obama is going to call for 100,000 cops, we want some of that money to go to training and oversight for some of our officers. Don't be fooled and confused. Just because it's black love in the White House don't mean it's going to be any different for us unless we say so. Generation, the hip hop generation, and why we so apathetic and angry. I said, nobody passed us the baton. You understand? If it's a relay race, you got to pass the baton off. And what we saw is black folks got in power and they did the same thing that white folks did. And so what we're looking at is in our communities where Minister Farrakhan has come and spoke for all of my life, it's the same conditions we were dealing with 40 years ago. Same bad schools, same overcrowded prison, same drug problems, same violence. Now, the only way we're going to make a difference, we have to stay organized and involved. And so that's what I'm calling for you all today. Don't just come out here when Minister Farrakhan is here. Come back for the town hall to take place here every week. I want to make two quick announcements because my time is up. One is, next Friday, not this Friday, but February 27th is Oscar Grant III's birthday. He would have been 23 years old. And so there are many of us who are working together to organize events to celebrate his birthday and honor his memory in solidarity, because we've done a lot of things separately, and that's good. Put pressure on him from all angles. But we do need to come together and have solidarity as a movement, because that's going to make us stronger. So anyone interested in working on the birthday, if your church or your organization is interested, please contact me, and we'll work on that. Also, I wanted to make sure that we know that national and state demands will be coming. We will continue to put pressure on the district attorney, continue to put pressure on the BART board, continue to put pressure on the city to make sure that they continue to build positive things for our young people as alternatives to this violence that's out here. We're going to bring pressure from all angles. So there's plenty of places for everyone to get involved. If you're interested in CAPE specifically, you can contact us at joincape@gmail.com. But there's lots of places to get involved in the movement, and there's lots of people here. I just want to say, again, it didn't just start with Oscar Grant III. If you know your Oakland history, you know that 40 years ago, little Bobby Hutton came out with his hands up. And if you know your current events, you know your current events, that just a few weeks ago, Annette Garcia, a brown beret in Los Angeles, was shot in the back. That's our job. To know what's going on. We will be here to continue to inform you if you're willing to stay awake.